It's the E-Commerce Minute, your daily dose of e-commerce, tech, and retail news with your hosts, John Suter, Bart Meraz, and Brittany Blackman. The E-Commerce Minute is a production of Sumo Heavy, a digital commerce consulting firm located in Brooklyn, New York, and Philadelphia. Find us on the web at sumoheavy.com.
It's E-Commerce Minute, episode 765.
In today's episode, Walmart partners with Yahoo Mail for online grocery program. What?
On the 2020 Doom Bingo card, we didn't exactly anticipate seeing Walmart, Verizon, and Yahoo Mail in the same headline. But here we are. Verizon Media, which is Yahoo's parent company, has launched an online grocery service that enables Yahoo Mail users to make Walmart purchases directly from their inbox. Called Groceries from Walmart, the service marks the first time that an email provider allows users to fill a shopping cart straight from the email inbox. Users who have access to groceries from Walmart will receive, quote, personalized grocery recommendations based on their Yahoo profiles, end quote. Items added to grocery carts will not expire, so users will be able to check out at a later time if necessary. The new initiative is meant to assist Yahoo users amid the coronavirus pandemic, which has driven demand for online ordering and socially distanced curbside pickup. Groceries from Walmart is available through the Yahoo Mail iOS app and desktop. The Yahoo Mail Android app will have the program launched later this year. Walmart has significantly increased its online grocery presence in recent months. The multi-billion dollar company launched Express Delivery in May, a service that delivers groceries and other goods to consumers in 2 hours, an initiative that directly competes with Amazon's online grocery services through Whole Foods Market and Amazon Fresh. Verizon acquired Yahoo in a $4.5 billion deal that closed in June 2017, in case anyone forgot that. So this is interesting, but kind of weird because who the heck uses Yahoo Mail anymore?
I still have one.
I have it connected to my Flickr account, which is also a weird old place.
I know. But yeah. that was the email you had, right? Before Gmail came out. Everybody had Yahoo Mail.
That's what it was, right? And Flickr was the OG social media.
Platform. Remember that day?
We used to post pictures and then leave comments. We're like, wow, you can leave a comment.
Really, I remember that.
I still use it.
I don't post as much, but I still look at it because it's on my iPad. It's actually a decent viewing experience on the iPad. But yeah, Yahoo. I mean, what other platforms does Yahoo have now? They don't own Tumblr anymore.
The biggest thing they actually have is Yahoo Finance. Right. That they still have. Oh, but everything else is solar replace.
Yeah, because Yahoo Finance was the original. Like that was where you went to learn about finance and stock, and you could check all your stocks. And that's been around for a very long time. But Verizon sold Tumblr to WordPress for $1.1 billion. So Tumblr is still around. It's just kind of hanging out there.
I use it occasionally.
I used to, and then I got on that train of you should always own your own content. And when you see things get sold, like this is my other conundrum that I'm having, and this is kind of getting away from the core story, but I don't know how much we can really talk about the core story. I think it's more about Verizon and Yahoo, and that you should always try to own your own content. So when, you know, and this is the conundrum that I'm having right now with my photography. I have a lot of photography and I've uncovered a bunch of boxes of stuff I really want to scan and kind of share it with the world. Do I want to give it to Facebook? Not really. Where else do you put it? Well, Flickr was my second obvious answer, but who knows what's going to happen with that? And I don't want to invest all of that time and then have it go away or have it get bought and diluted or just become obscure again. So it's really, that's the ongoing conundrum. I mean, and take it beyond that. It's like, what happens when you die? Your domains expire and the stuff that you put your life's work into, like these people that have been writing for 20 years, like where does that go?
Yeah.
You know, it's the digital death thing. Like, does it really exist? And what happens when it goes away? It just goes away forever, you know, and it's hard because, and as a creator, that's something that I always struggle with because it's like, okay, I go hard on Instagram and I'm posting all these illustrations and things on Instagram. Well, they get stolen. Who knows if Instagram, what's going to happen? It's like, you don't know what's going to happen with this stuff. So if you're doing it, trying to make money, then you put it out there and you cross your fingers and you hope for the best. But if you're trying to create an archive of something you want to share and something that you care deeply about, that's hard. You just don't know who's going to own it next. You know, you have privacy concerns. Like maybe you agree with the place that you have you have your stuff stored, and then all of a sudden they change their privacy policy, right, or they do something that you completely do not agree with. What do you do with 5 years worth of writing or doodles or illustrations or photographs?
What do you do? Yeah, Tumblr stayed changing their settings too. Tumblr was always changing their privacy settings, I remember. Mm-hmm.
And then they got rid of all the adult stuff, so half their audience went away.
That's true. I personally, yes, I was Tumblr famous. Yes, I had a One Direction Tumblr. Yes, I had thousands of followers. And I'm still on Tumblr. I lurk on Tumblr nowadays. I lurk on Yahoo Mail nowadays too.
Really?
Yeah, just because before I went to school or anything like that, I had a Yahoo account. So like my bank is hooked up to Yahoo.
Okay.
I have some other things still hooked up to Yahoo, like my darn Twitter. It's kind of a nightmare, honestly. I get scared every day that Yahoo Mail is just going to stop being a thing.
Yeah. Wow. That's the conundrum.
Anyway, yeah, I have a lot of stuff hooked up to Yahoo Mail. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, well, we joke, but there's a stat here. It says 1 in 4 Americans use Yahoo Mail and delivers 4.5 billion emails daily per Verizon Media. The company says Yahoo Mail is available in 40 countries and 70 languages with about 200 million active users worldwide and 3.5% growth in worldwide mobile visitors year over year. I'm just going to leave that there. I don't know. Just because they have... How many of these emails are legit, like, emails? How much of it is, like, shopping and spam and other kinds of nonsense? But this thing, Grocery View, that's a tool that gives you deals at grocery stores. I mean, I think it's pretty interesting in that this would be useful for me. I'm somebody who lives in my email box, unfortunately. I use it kind of as a to-do list for things and kind of how I do half of my job. And to be able to add things to a grocery list via email, I think is just super handy and simple. And if the cart never expires, you can come back to it. But yeah, this is only for a certain kind of consumer. But again, as the online grocery demand explodes, it makes sense for other companies to get involved.
Great.
All right, we'll do a little stat time. Verizon's press release cited a May study from commercial data analytics company Inmar Intelligence that shows 78.7% of consumers have shopped for groceries online at some time during the pandemic. Wow, pretty high. The study also found that 56.7% are engaging in online grocery shopping more often. Digital sales for Walmart overall reportedly increased by 74% according to Walmart's first quarter earnings for 2020, which was also released in May. And finally, Walmart stock is up 10.8% for the year to date, and Verizon stock is down 9.3%. Guys, got anything else?
Nope.
All right, that is your e-commerce minute for today. We'll see you on the internet tomorrow.
That's it for today's show. If you like the show, do us a favor and subscribe or leave us a review on iTunes. And don't forget, you can now listen to the e-commerce minute on your Amazon device. Just add e-commerce minute to your flash briefing. And finally, if you have a comment or suggestion, or just want to say hi, find us on social media at Sumo Heavy.